We also have this news. A man who made Louisiana food even more famous has died. Chef Paul Prudhomme was 75. Yves Trow reports from member station WWNO.
Call it the magic of Chef Paul. That's the name of one of his cooking shows, actually.
Seafood is full of moisture, and that moisture in it's critically important to the taste.
Prudhomme had no formal culinary training. He worked in kitchens around the country before his big break at New Orleans' Grand Dame restaurant, Commander's Palace. He set off a Louisiana cooking trend in the 1980s. In person, in his cookbooks, and on camera, Prudhomme's larger-than-life persona was always down home.
And I'll tell you, a great piece of fish is good cooking, good eating, and good loving. And we love you guys out there!
He meant it, says Southern Food and Beverage Museum director Liz Williams. He really was that nice, training up a generation of Louisiana chefs who have restaurants today. His culinary legacy isn't avant-garde, but you can trace the local trend back to him, she says.
So he took things like trout almondine and said, we don't have almonds in Louisiana. Let's use pecans.
Crawfish, tasso ham, redfish, and other country fare entered New Orleans fine dining through Chef Prudhomme. He even coined the Holy Trinity, the mix of green onions, bell pepper, and celery that starts off many a Cajun dish. Outside Prudhomme's signature French Quarter restaurant, K. Paul's Louisiana Kitchen, flowers top the display case with the restaurant's menu to mark the chef's passing. Diners packed in, 3 to 4 times the normal crowd, says customer Stephen Falgu.
He's brought New Orleans to outside, but we love him and miss him.
Falgu says he comes in about once a week. His favorite Chef Paul dish?
Gumbo would be the one.
Have you made it yourself?
Yes, I have. I actually utilized some of his skills and watching his TV shows, and he taught me a lot.
And through his spices, restaurants, and books, Chef Paul Prudhomme was just that, a teacher as much as a chef. For NPR News, I'm Eve Troe in New Orleans.